Welcome to Ona, Ross, and Carrie, the show where we don't just report on fringe science, spirituality, and claims of the paranormal. No. We take part ourselves.
Yep, when they make the claims, we show up so you don't have to. I'm Ross Blotcher.
And I'm Ross Blotcher. We are coming at you live from my living room.
Well, okay, so we're not live.
Okay.
Well, touché. You and I are alive.
We are alive. And we are conscious, coming at you consciously.
Apropos of our recent visit to the Conscious Life Expo. This is one I've wanted to do for a long time.
Yeah, and people send it to us every once in a while.
This is something we've been aware of for a long time, and it was in its 18th year this year. So it's been going on since year of our Lord 2003, and it couldn't be more appropriate for our podcast because it is an assembling of
a smorgasbord,
a gallimaufry, a jambalaya of every spiritual claim, all rolled into one LAX Hilton. In Los Angeles.
Every single year.
It's crystals. It's healing. It's CBD supplements, free energy devices. It's UFOs.
Haunted things. Blessed things.
Pyramids and chemtrails and just...
Chakras.
You said it very well. It's like if our podcast just spilled out into a building.
Yeah, yeah.
There it is. And
that's what this
is. Normally we have to go out and seek these people...
Right.
And they have all fallen in our laps. So essentially, we could just do our investigations out of this conference.
We could, and we will, and that's all we're doing from here out.
Our podcast shall heretofore be known as Oh No, Conscious Life Expo.
And I thought it was going to be more of a crunchy, healthy thing. Not so much with the wild claims.
Oh, when you heard the term Conscious Life Expo?
Yeah, I guess that's what it summoned to mind for me. But no. You're not going to go here and eat some granola. You're not going to go here and hear about animal rights. You're going to go here and talk to someone about how a pyramid is going to heal your missing foot.
And that crunchy stuff might be... subtext, but it's it's on the fringe of what is normally fringe and is now this whole expo. And yet we've been meaning to do this for years, and every year we talk about it because we've been doing this podcast for 9 years now.
9 years.
That's wild. Jeez. Yeah, every time we think, oh shoot, we just missed the Conscious Life Expo, or oh shoot, you have to be out of town that week.
Right.
You know, it's always something or other. But yeah, it's a four-day conference, though kind of centered on a weekend. And so we signed up. I got the one-day pass for Saturday day and the day pass for Sunday. Each was $35.
I think I did the same.
Okay.
We figured, okay, there are these individually priced workshops and talks. We'll just sort of play it by ear. And if in the moment we want to go to a particular one, we'll eat the cost then.
Right. And you can buy like VIP admission and pay a lot more, but then you get kind of more guaranteed access to things. But we thought, yeah, let's just go check it out, see what's there.
Yeah.
So $70 for that. And you'll pay double that just in parking.
Oh my God, the parking situation is awful.
Well, you're near LAX and everybody's trying to park and get to the airport. And
true, but this particular Hilton, the parking is under the hotel and they don't tell you when it fills up. They still let you come in even though there are literally no spots left.
This is criminal.
And so I go down there, y'all, and I'm driving and driving and driving thinking, where are the open spots? Before I realize, oh, there are no open spots. You just let me in anyway. And then I realized people were like parking along the side of the walls and like creating spaces where there were no spaces.
Oh, wow.
So I just...
It's the Wild West.
Yeah, and I joined it.
Oh, you did?
I created a space on the end of an aisle that was not there.
But you said you ended up spending $40 for parking?
It was $40. Now, did I spend $40? No.
Oh.
Was I so furious when I left that I said, I lost my ticket and got the guy to let me out?
Wow.
Yes.
Okay.
I lied. Okay. And I don't feel proud of it. And I told you the next day I feel guilty about this and I have to tell someone.
It'll be our little secret. What did you do the next day?
Because I took a Lyft.
Oh, smart. That's right. I parked at the parking spot next door, which is normally used for airport parking. And that was $32 or something. Jesus. But yeah, it's just,
come on.
Yeah, every Los Angeles story begins with traffic-related anger.
Yeah. So, yeah. Anyway.
It's a great way to start your hippie-like
spiritual
experiences.
Get in touch with your feelings. First one, anger.
So you walk in, and of course, it's the LAX Hilton. So you see various Hollywood types walking through, wondering what is going on. But then you see a lot of people wearing robes and shawls and
several flowy scarves on one person,
beads and crystals.
And you're like, those are my people.
Oh, yeah. In the big atrium, as you enter in, you can see like a grand staircase leading up, and there's signs everywhere. So you see, okay, there's programming going on up there. And then there's hallways leading back. So you know there's stuff there on the first floor. But in this giant atrium, you have a performance stage, and there's always someone up there playing a flute or mm-hmm. playing the harmonium or mm-hmm. dancing mm-hmm. or leading a live yoga session, and just a smattering of people kind of sitting on the couches there watching them or participating.
Or ignoring them. I got to see a couple pretty choice performances there.
Oh, did you?
Oh, yes.
What'd you catch?
Oh, yes. Okay, let me pull out my phone. Little interesting fact about me. My phone also takes video and photos.
Yeah.
That's it.
Well, that's very interesting.
And so I use it to capture various things that happen in my life. And that's a unique fact about me.
That's very unique.
Here's a guy singing on the stage.
Yeah, okay. Carrie's playing a video she took.
Just super atonal.
We're looking down into this large kind of two-story atrium from the staircase. And you can see there's a large chandelier hanging from the ceiling. We've got posters. And yeah, what's he doing? He's all by himself?
He's all by himself. He's singing super atonally. But he was singing a song that went, "This is everything." And people were largely ignoring him.
Aw. Yeah. So it's not everything.
It's not.
Oh, that's sad.
There was him, and then there was also someone who was doing what I can only describe as the hippie dance.
Oh, okay.
All around. So, yeah, okay. Lots of arm waving and stuff. And he was fun to watch.
Yeah, I felt like every time I came out, there was a new performer, and might be a woman playing guitar and singing something, or could be like a full dance number happening with people wearing sparkly veils and dancing around. So, yeah, it was varying levels of liveliness. So nice way to enter. I love that they...
Ross, this is how I had to park.
That's not a parking spot.
Mm-mm.
You're okay. Like straddling one. Okay.
Mm-hmm. Okay, go on.
And I love that behind this area where everyone was sitting, there was a large flat table surface, and they had known what was going to happen. So they put up these signs that said, "Please do not place pamphlets here.
Yes.
They will be thrown away. Thank you." And it reminded me of, you know, when someone puts up the sign that says, "Post no bills," and everyone puts like Bill Clinton and Bill Nye. And
a duck.
Oh, right. Yeah. Post any kind of bill they can think of. Everyone had brought their little 5x7 flyers that they'd been littering all over the place. I saw one for the trust frequency, another for the dance of souls, another one that said, "Know your life's purpose," star magic healing workshop, learn how to live in the fifth dimension, advertisements for people's various workshops and services. And they all had that standard art of, you know, the meditating person and the lotus position or
in purple.
Yeah, or glowing networks of lines forming weird torus shapes or whatever it may be. Yeah, we felt right at home.
On that exact same table where they had the "please don't leave your flyers here" flyer, I saw this. Did you get to see this one? The "women beware" sign.
No, what? Wait.
Take a look. I was like, hey, good job, whoever did this.
Warning: women, be conscious, be aware, be safe. Hold your power. Beware of sex in exchange for healing or enlightenment. Don't let yourself be manipulated. There is a long-standing history of sexual inappropriateness in the spiritual community. Male gurus / enlightened masters / swamis / teachers throughout time have been known to make sexual advances towards women, offering healing or enlightenment in exchange for sex. This continues to this day. Be aware, be strong, and be safe. Allow no opportunity for impropriety. Be safe. Wow.
Fuck yeah,
right?
Oh my
goodness, that's awesome.
Yeah.
Yeah, I did not see that. How cool.
Okay. Yeah, I thought that was pretty neat. It seemed like it was intentionally placed next to this one person's brochure, But oh, I could be reading into that, so I'm not maybe going it was, to okay. name and blame.
Necessarily read into that. Okay.
Yeah.
Wild. Yeah, from here you could also see banners for Gaia, G-A-I-A.
Yes.
Which normally you would think of as kind of the life force of the planet.
I think of it as the largest conscious...
media network.
Yeah, exactly. It's like a media network that came alive... He's walking through a building. It's got a big TV for a head.
I'm a media network. Why do I know that?
And I'm the biggest one. Oh, there's a little conscious one. Stomp, 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 stomp.
I love that your brain went there because my first thought was, how many conscious media networks are there?
Right.
But I like that you thought of the modification of conscious applying to the network itself, that the network the is conscious.
The appropriate modification. The only one that makes sense.
So, well, I appreciate networks that are self-aware. So my first stop was to walk right upstairs because they had a little Gaia room, a lounge where you could hang out.
Nice.
And when I first walked in, there's a bunch of TVs playing different media from the Gaia network. Mm-hmm. And they're sponsoring this event. And so various keynotes and important talks and some of the paid talks are streaming live on Gaia Network, and you can sign up for this. So I was immediately drawn to the very first TV because there are all these graphics of brains and little regions of the brain being lit up. And
I don't think I saw this room at all.
Oh, really?
Yeah, I'm trying to picture a room with a bunch of TVs, and I don't remember it.
Yeah, as you come up the stairs, it's to your right.
Okay, so I'm Rose going up the stairs. I go to yes. Jack's side.
It's funny, these were not unlike Titanic stairs.
Yeah, exactly.
You would okay. go up the stairs and to your right, and then before you go down the hallway with all the ballrooms and stuff, you hang another right.
Okay.
So
okay.
it's attached to that central atrium.
Yeah, I think I didn't even go in here.
Well, then
by the way, this place is freaking huge.
Oh, yes.
And many roomed and many layered, and you can miss an entire floor.
Which I did the first day. Yeah, Carrie texted me after I'd left on Saturday, and she said, oh, I found a whole other section of vendors.
A floor.
On the lower level.
Yeah.
I said, oh, really? Yeah. Okay, I will look at that tomorrow. Well, that means you didn't get to meet Julie. I was busy watching this thing about the brain, and I guess it was all the work of Dr. Joe Dispenza. And it was saying really wild things like a 1 hour of focused concentration on a single idea literally doubles your synaptic connections. And I was like, what does that mean? And so I'm like starting to write this stuff down. But then this lady sidles over to me and she's a rep for Gaia. They have very nice colors for this, kind of a teal.
Okay. And purple.
And purple.
Oh, those are the go-to spiritual colors. Yeah.
So she had them. She was wearing them. And I was like, oh, that is very nice. And we had a conversation about how, you know, it's not fair to ask someone their favorite color. You know, I always say blue, but that's not true. My favorite color changes all the time.
Huh.
There's so many okay. good colors. All so right. we were both chatting about that. And
I'm happy for you both.
Thank you.
Yep.
Well, I know orange is your favorite.
And, yeah, for
okay,
sure.
Okay.
I don't know. It struck me as such a two people who had just like woken up from a Rip Van Winkle style nap or something. All we can relate on is like the basic senses. Do you like the smell of strawberry? Love it.
This is
anyway,
all true.
Go on.
So I can't remember quite how we got into this conversation, but at one point she told me about a dream she had about dragons. Oh, that's right. We were talking about animation.
Cool.
She wanted to know what the next film was coming from Disney Animation. I mentioned Raya and the Last Dragon. And she said, I've been having dreams about dragons. I've been feeling like a real connection to dragons this year.
Okay.
And I said, oh, that's funny. I've kind of had this thing with peacocks. And I mentioned how my friend and I, you know, were talking about peacocks and now we're seeing them all over the place. And she said, oh, that's amazing. Actually, let me show you my shawl. And so she picks out this teal and purple shawl that she has in her bag with prominent embroidered peacock on it.
Wow,
with
cool.
jewels and everything.
It's like peacocks play a prominent role in our culture.
It's a lot like that. So I took pictures of that to share with you. I didn't get to look at the displays too much because we were engaged in conversation.
Oh my God, but Ross.
Yeah.
You mentioned Dr. Joe Dispenza.
Yes.
So I looked him up.
Yes. I recognize the name. I know either we've run into him before.
I've read about okay. him before. I didn't remember that, but it says on his website, Dr. Joe is a faculty member at Quantum University in Honolulu.
That sounds legit.
I wonder where his doctorate's from.
This is how Carrie works.
Oh, boy. Okay, go on.
She was telling me about the network itself, and for a mere $11, $12 a month, you get all of this streaming content, all these amazing documentaries about everything that the conference itself is interested in, the questions of consciousness and who we are and greater purpose and nature and UFOs and all of the above.
But presumably you couldn't put up a video that was like, nature happens the way science says it happens.
No, that would be, that's just wrong and boring.
Okay, got it.
Yeah, this is all very much alternative. So she gave me her card. First she gave me someone else's card and I was like, oh, is your name Powers? And she said, oh, no, sorry. How did I give you that card?
Someone's first name is Powers?
Yeah.
That's pretty good.
Right?
Yeah. Good for them.
Yeah. That was my visit there. But they also had posters for some of their featured speakers, like Emery Smith.
Whoa.
Who'd be presenting Cosmic Disclosure Inside the Secret Space Program.
Oh, shit.
Only on Gaia. And boy, does he look intense there.
Yeah. No kidding.
And
he's a very symmetrical person.
Oh, interesting. Yeah.
Yeah.
And then, of course, our good old friend, George Norrie.
Norrie.
You've been on his show.
Well, true, though it wasn't him hosting, but yes.
Oh, gotcha. Beyond Belief. That's funny. I've seen that in secular contexts quite often. Like the Foundation Beyond Belief is a good charity network. But he is also on Gaia. Real accounts of paranormal phenomena, conspiracies, and all things unexplained. So there are various posters for the things that they were either sponsoring or streaming. And some of them are people that we've talked about on the show before, like Graham Hancock.
Yes.
You may remember.
I saw him there.
From our
just walking around.
Ozark Mountain UFO Conference. Oh, you saw him.
He attended a talk that I attended.
Oh, hoo-hoo. Interesting. Well, speaking of that, I ran into some fun people as well.
Okay. I mean, surely you couldn't run into my top speaker of all time.
I saw, just kind of wandering around, trying to find her way, Linda Moulton Howe.
Yes.
And
oh, I was so delighted when I found out she was going to be speaking at this.
Wearing her big glasses. And there's something about her that reminds me a little bit of my mom. She has just sort of a, not in terms of what she's saying, but just physicality wise. And she was wandering around in a black leather jacket and a bright red shirt. And yeah, her big purple glasses. So I just walked up to her and she was talking to someone. So I kind of leaned in for a second. And she seemed available. And I thought, oh, later on, once people realize who you are, you're going to be besieged.
Yeah.
I'll never get this chance again. So I took a picture with her. Oh, and
so jealous.
I asked her, so what are the big things going on right now? Like, what's the latest? And she said, oh, wow. Well, we just had a panel yesterday. And it's just great to be talking with people who are on the forefront of what's going on. You know, we made new discoveries on the panel.
Whoa.
Yeah. And I'm thinking,
that's hard to do.
Yeah. So you had a synthesis of made-up stories about government cover-ups and alien discoveries on stage?
Yeah.
Is that what happened there?
So to back up a second for context, yeah, Linda Moulton Howe is a, she is a purveyor of claims that include humanity was seeded by aliens.
Mm-hmm.
We're in contact with a number of alien races.
Yep.
And she started off her career by investigating cattle mutilations. She was one of the OG people who was like, wait a minute, cattle mutilations are aliens.
Mm.
And so she did a documentary on local TV called Earth Files that won a regional Emmy.
Oh.
And that kind of became her career from there on.
Vaulted her into the stratosphere.
So we've seen her a number of times speak, and she really is, I think, my favorite speaker that we see a lot because you never know what's going to come out of her face, as someone said at the UFO conference.
Yeah, it was at the Ozark Mountain Conference. The MC, someone was saying, oh, that was so great what Linda Moulton Howe had to say. And his measured response to that was, you never know what will come out of her face. Which is such a good description, because you never know.
You really don't.
So in this case, I prompted something new out of her face, which was, yeah, what's going on? And so she said, well, really, all the action is in Antarctica. And I said, oh, yeah, I've heard about some pyramids down there. And she said, oh, I'm sure there's a pyramid. But, I mean, they've got 13-acre rooms, and they're inside of, like, 62-acre facilities. And these were being built 34 million years ago. So you have to ask, why has this been in development and kept a secret?
You do need to ask that, yes.
And I remember that she didn't say it here, but in previous talks, she's talked about like tunnels being built in Mars. And it's so wild. You just never know where she's going to go with this stuff.
You just don't know. And she has a very popular YouTube, Earth Files, where she shows you her cats a lot. She's the best. She really is. So I knew that she was going to be there. I was actually looking for her. I'll tell you more about that.
Oh, okay.
But I was so delighted, and I immediately bought a ticket to her talk. So okay. That was the first thing I did. Got to get my LMH in.
Yeah, absolutely. Not to be confused with LRH.
Oh, true.
So our conversation quickly turned into her saying, but do you know where the elevators are? I'm trying to get upstairs for, and she was making it sound like some important meeting she needed to be at.
Oh, yeah.
Probably going to learn some new secrets about undercover government operations. Who knows
how many whistleblowers are there?
Oh, my goodness. There could be so many.
Because that's another thing about her, is that she will just tell you about whistleblowers she just met, and you're like, who are these people?
Who are these people?
You met someone who worked for the CIA at this conference. Did you check it? How? How did you check it? Linda Moulton, how did you check it?
I was telling her, I'm sorry, I actually haven't seen an elevator this whole time, but I'm sure there's got to be one towards the center. So I'm the blind leading the blind, trying to help Linda Moulton Howe find an elevator somewhere.
Seems like the kind of place you'd elevate people.
So I walked down to the lobby with her, and we kind of searched around for a bit. I was like, I don't know, good luck. I hope you find it. Because I realized I was just getting in the way at this
sure,
point.
Sure, yeah.
I'm sure she found an elevator. Later on, I saw an elevator, and it's like, oh, we were close. I could have led her over here, but I didn't know.
She found either that or the stairs, because the next time I saw her, it was a floor up.
Okay. Linda Moulton knows how to get around. So that was pretty delightful. But I also saw another person that we mentioned in our Contact in the Desert investigation.
Another UFO conference?
Yeah. So at this point, I was wandering up on the second floor.
Oh, I know who it's going to be, and I'm excited.
There's all these booths for, oh my goodness, there's so many things. There's these really beautiful amethyst geodes, and there's like another booth with a bunch of Tibetan singing bowls. Mm-hmm. There's another one with malas.
Uh-huh. I think there's paintings on that floor too.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. You ended up buying one of the paintings. So a lot of interesting things going on. Oh, yeah. The malas booth had a really interesting pamphlet that we both took photos of that explained, well, A, what a mala is. It's, I guess, the Sanskrit word for a garland, string of beads used in meditation to count mantras, prayers, or intentions. But the important thing is that they explained why a mala has 108 beads.
Yes. And we had heard about the number 108 when we hung out with Amma, the hugging saint.
Right. And also in our Vital Tones episode, that was one of the important numbers there for some of the healing. So the number 108 has a very powerful significance in the science and spirituality of India. Did you know that there are 108 letters in the Sanskrit alphabet?
I didn't.
But now you do. Vedic mathematicians measured the sun's diameter to be 108 times larger than the diameter of the earth.
Okay. Were they right?
They're approximately right.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. Let's see. They also measured the distance between the sun and the earth to be 108 times the sun's diameter, which obviously, you know, we don't have a circular orbit. So on average, that is about right.
Right.
Okay. But also it's arbitrary. Why, why is that important? Is it?
Maybe. I mean, I guess if you find that that number keeps cropping up in a meaningful way,
yeah, cool. Maybe it's, you know, tied to gravitational force somehow. Interesting. Yeah.
I mean, you know, 3.14, we remember that one.
Sure.
It keeps popping up.
Yeah.
It just keeps following circles around.
True. There are 108 sacred texts of the Upanishads.
Okay.
108 sacred holy sites in India.
Okay.
108 acupressure-like points on the body.
So some of these things are starting to feel like less confirmation and more like we already thought this number was holy and we started ascribing it to various things.
Yeah, like when Newton added indigo as a color of the spectrum.
So have Roy G. Biv.
So it'd be 7, right, because it's a holy number. So you get the idea. There were some other uses of 108. But I'm burying the lead here. Yes, the next person that I saw was none other than Jimmy Church. So he's the host of the show Fade to Black.
Yeah, an internet radio show.
Yeah, I saw him walking amongst those other booths, and I was kind of walking over to get close to him, and someone said, oh, I need to see your wristband, because I guess there were going to be workshops or talks down that hallway. And I said, oh, sorry. And at that point, I hadn't even picked up my registration.
Oh, gosh. Okay.
Yeah, I'm just wondering about having a good old time, and no one's really checked at this point. So, oh, sorry. And so he wandered back toward his booth. There were 3 other people behind the booth, including a guy who's kind of like a handsome aged rocker fellow. Mm-hmm. But just to talk about Jimmy for a second. So we've mentioned him before, and the reason we keep saying Jimmy Church is because when he's hosting his show or when he was on the stage at Contact in the Desert, he would just constantly be talking like this, which just seemed like such a affected tone to me.
Yeah, a little bit of a put on.
So I was really curious to see that, you know, if he's just walking around, how does he talk?
And hey there, Ross. It's me, Jimmy Church.
Yeah, it turns out when he's talking, you know, it's just more like this, you know, this is just sort of his normal voice.
Still but, deep, but.
Yeah, definitely deep, but then really goes on like this when he's on the radio. So someone else was talking to him, so I walked up to that Fade to Black booth, and they were selling a number of things, including they had a Fade to Black roast, dark roast. Great. You can get some coffee.
What? Oh, coffee. Got it. I was picturing like a pig on a spit, and I was like, that's terrible.
Oh, no.
I also don't know my meats. Would you call that a roast? I guess probably.
Yeah.
Not. Yeah.
Yeah. Oh, okay. If it's on a spit, you're all roasting right. it.
Yeah. Don't email me about this. It's sad.
Nor me. But they were also selling their Black Moon Organic Full Spectrum Vegan CBD Wellness Tincture.
Okay. There's a lot of words there. Now I'm listening.
Yeah. So they got the aging handsome rocker guy tells me about this really cool tincture, and he's saying it has 1,000 milligrams plus CBD.
Okay.
And so I'm thinking, okay, well, you said 1,000 milligrams. That's a gram.
Oh, right.
Well, you know, it's a metric system. You just wanted to make it sound bigger than it was.
Oh, I really, actually, I bet he was told that number and he never thought about it.
Maybe. Okay. But I said, 1,000 milligrams. He said plus.
Okay. So 1 point something grams.
Right. So then he's telling me a bit about how it's prepared. And I'm thinking, oh. So I said, is this a homeopathic preparation? And he said, yeah. I was like, oh, okay. Oh, powerful.
As stronger, stronger.
It looked like he thought I was already on the hook to buy this thing. And so there's so much of this at this conference where you just, at some point, you have to walk away.
Yeah.
There's a lot of hard pressure sales tactics, and people just, you know, they look so desperate and you want to help them out.
Right.
Which is always my first inclination. I'm like, let me give you money just to take the pained expression off your face. Uh-huh. But I don't want it.
CBD is the non-psychoactive element in marijuana and hemp. And some people claim that it makes you calm or it has an analgesic effect, meaning it dulls your pain. But it seems like the science is like not all there yet. There's a really good Sawbones episode about a Consumer Reports report where they bought a bunch of that stuff and like half of it didn't have any CBD in it.
Wow.
Yeah. Incredible.
And I'm guessing this one in particular would not show any signs of CBD having been anywhere near it.
Good point.
Yeah, I did get to meet Jimmy Church, though he was just Jimmy Church at that point. And I told him, hey, I've listened to your show. And he said, oh, you were on the show? No, just listen to it. But very nice to meet you. Can I take a picture with you? Yeah, you can do whatever you want.
Okay.
So I humped his leg.
You said do what thou wilt.
But yeah, already I hadn't even gotten my wristband and I've met 2 celebrities.
Oh my
at least
goodness.
In our world.
Oh, celebrities. Totally. Oh yeah. No, that's an exciting morning. Now, what time would you say this is? Because I haven't arrived yet.
Oh, okay.
In our chronology.
I took the picture with Jimmy Church just after 11:30.
Okay.
I think you may be wandering around downstairs or somewhere at this point, because we didn't arrive too far apart from each other.
Yeah.
We should mention another celebrity who was at this conference.
Russell Brand.
Yeah.
Yes. Of Forgetting Sarah Marshall fame.
Okay.
The only thing I've ever seen him in.
That's funny. My immediate go-to is he used to be married to Katy Perry.
That's true, too.
Yeah.
Took a picture of her in bed, tweeted it. She was very upset.
Oh, really?
Yeah, he seems like not the greatest, but maybe he's doing better because I know he's in his sobriety now and maybe he's turned a leaf.
That's maybe what his featured keynote talk was about. Recovery, freedom from our addictions.
Great. That sounds like something I should pay, what, $100 for?
$110.
Oh my God.
He had two. The other one was a workshop, I think, called Recovery Live, at an hour and a half, also $110 to get into. So I thought, and like I've heard him in interviews, and he strikes me as one of those people who just, he loves to talk, he loves to put things out there, he's very energetic about it, but I feel like if you analyze what he's saying, which can sound eloquent, there's very little actual substance there, and you know, as one of those people like, oh, I'm just putting questions out there, I'm just saying this, oh, I'm just exploring this, isn't this interesting that we're talking about this? And that I'm, you know, it's like when you come full circle, like, have you actually put anything out there?
Right.
I don't
know
if you have. So I didn't feel like that was worth $110 to me that day.
It's interesting because that's making me think of me and you. Because one thing that I always think about is how, okay, this is the analogy that comes to mind in my weird head.
Okay.
You have a cross stitch embroidery thing. What do you call that?
Cross stitch.
I'm clearly ready to give this analogy. So like embroidery on a little
screen
loop thingy.
That's funny.
Let's say a pillow.
Which looks a lot like our little pop filters here.
Yeah.
Okay.
But okay. You look at the embroidery and you're like, oh, that's really beautiful, intricate, interesting. But you cannot have that without the fabric underneath that the beautiful embroidery is going on.
Okay.
I feel like I'm good at like connecting thoughts and stuff, but I would never remember 90% of the things we cover if you weren't there with the pillow.
Oh, okay. Well, thank you.
You're very good at like keeping a lot of facts and details and like really, I don't know, you're very smart. I just come along and I like knit the thing at the end.
Thank you. Well,
you're welcome.
It's a very lovely embroidery. It's good teamwork.
So anyway, I feel like what you just described, Russell Brand, he's like all the thread. It's all just thread. I haven't pulled in any data or facts or reference materials at all. It's just all the embroidery. Here it is. Bleh.
I see where you're going with that. And well, thank you. That's very nice. Well, it would be a very boring podcast if it was just me recounting every single detail that I wanted to communicate. You listeners, you should know that Carrie is the one who forces me to eventually move on. Because otherwise, I would still be telling our ayahuasca story.
You need the pillow.
So it's
you
good.
Need the embroidery.
It's good teamwork. I like that. So yeah, Russell Brand, I wasn't feeling it that day. Not $110 worth.
Yeah, God, me neither.
Sorry, listeners.
Yeah, but you know, go watch him on YouTube. There's a million things available.
Or sign up for Gaia, the world's largest conscious media network, and you could probably see his talk there.
Yeah.
For a mere $11 or $12 per month. That's what Julie told me. I'm not going to look it up.
Yeah, he ended up being in the room next to mine for another talk, and he was so loud, and everyone kept clapping for him, and I happened to be in like a very sort of serious, soft-spoken talk, so
irritating. I've been in that situation before, well, on our investigations, where you're trying to hear something about the Sacred Masters, and there's music piping in from the next room.
And you're like, they're having
clapping.
More fun.
Well, I hope it was 110 decibels.
Probably was, or 108.
Ooh.
He should have made his talk $108.
You're right.
Oh, missed opportunity.
Indeed. So what were you up to?
Oh, yeah. Okay, I was there. Well, let's see. When I got in there, it was February 8th, 2020, and it felt like it was...
Oh, yeah, that's important context. February 8th and 9th, those are the days we were there.
Okay, so I get there, and oh my God, I walked into the exhibit floor, and it is sensorially overwhelming.
Mm-hmm.
It is so much.
Oh, yeah, you're talking about like the vendor booths.
Yeah.
Oh, yes.
Oh, my God, the sights, the sounds, the smells.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, it's just so much stimulation.
Right, like, yeah, seriously.
We're both touching our faces.
We're covering our eyes.
Memory. Oh, God.
The memory is a sensory overload. Yeah, just imagine every investigation we've talked about with people trying to sell us devices and energy systems and preach spiritual messages and tell you about their guru. And it's just everywhere, all around, from all angles.
Yeah.
Hundreds of, probably like 108 booths.
Yeah, it's like if you had a fever dream after listening to a bunch of our episodes and then like everyone we've ever met is like, do you want to join this? Do you want to join this? And it's like coming in and out of a cloud. That's this conference.
I'm picturing it like a Baz Luhrmann film.
Yeah.
You know, where like everything's with this fisheye camera and people like right up in your face.
Oh my God.
It's crazy.
It's exactly like that.
It's wild.
I walked in and I, within a few feet, was like, oh God, I have to do this for 2 days. Oh my God. Okay. Okay. But yeah, there's hundreds of vendors there.
Mm-hmm.
And so, yeah, I started walking around and the first person I interacted with was a guy who was testing chakras. So he had a sign up that said, get your chakras tested. And I thought, oh, cool.
Mm-hmm.
And so I said, so how much is this? And he said, well, a half hour psychic reading is this much and a channeling is this much and this is this. And I was like, oh, well, wait, the sign is for chakra balancing. How much is that? And he like leans over and looks at the sign on his own table and he's like, huh. Okay.
I didn't know I could balance chakras.
Yeah. So he's like.
But I said I could.
Right. So he kind of caucuses with the woman next to him. And then he's like, I guess it's free. And I'm like. Great.
Oh.
I'll take one.
Yeah.
So I sit down with him. He has his laptop and he's just click, 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 click. Okay, I guess I pull up this program. Wow. So weird. Okay, here we go. And then okay.
I feel like you could have just as easily said, you know what? Let me look up on my phone how to balance this chakra. I'll do it for you.
Right, totally.
Have the same value.
He's barely glancing at me while his eyes are locked on the computer because he's clearly doing this for the first time ever. And he grabs a pair of headphones and he's like, okay, here. And like hands it to me with no certainty.
What?
Okay, and then I put them on my ears. And then he's reading the instructions as he's telling you this. He's like, okay, you're going to listen for some clicks. It might be loud, but I still need you to press it against your ears really hard.
Hmm.
Like, okay.
Okay.
So I'm pressing these headphones against my ears. Luckily, it wasn't that loud, but it does go, you know, it's working. It's doing something.
Yeah. Okay.
Okay. So click, 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 click. And
what's it connected to?
His computer, I think.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. And then up comes a readout of me, of my body and my chakras.
Okay. Just based on the input of playing a sound to your ears.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. And was it just connected via one of these like 1/8-inch cables to the computer?
That's a very good Ross question. So this is why you need the pillow.
Because well, I'm just wondering like what information could possibly be coming back from the headphones
I
to
the computer?
I suspect
none.
I suspect that as well.
But if I had to guess, I'd say a USB cable.
Okay. All right. Well, but at least then you can have a bi-directional transfer of information.
But that's only a guess.
I mean, theoretically, you could over the... Yeah, you could have like a microphone. Okay. All right.
Yeah, I don't...
I'm thinking about this too hard.
You're thinking about it more than he ever had. Okay, so up pops this. And as you can see, Ross, if you walked up to this, you'd be like, well, that's Carrie.
Oh,
there she is.
Yeah, you've got a cross-section of somebody's liver and lungs and other internal organs. It looks like you just cut a cross-section into a cadaver.
Yeah.
Which is probably what that photo is.
Yeah, probably. But that's me.
And it's, yeah, I got little yellow labeled numbers.
Yeah, so some are yellow, some are white, some are red. One is black. So
were you splenetic?
What's that mean?
Bad-tempered or spiteful?
Not yet. Most of the numbers say 2. There are a few ones, a few threes, 1, 4, and 1, 5. So he explained, okay, these are all on a scale of 1 to 7, where 7 is emergency problem. 1 is
goat sperm.
One is functioning perfectly.
Okay.
So he said, like, twos, threes, we don't really worry about.
That's always weird when the bottom of the scale is the desired thing.
I know. It was so distracting the whole time he was talking. It's like seven bad, not good, seven bad.
It's like asking me to read from right to left.
Uh-huh. Yeah,
we're just not built that way in this society.
Right. He points out, okay, anything that's a five or up, we really should pay attention to.
Okay.
And I only have one five, and it is, I don't know if you can even see that, but it's on the cadaver's left side.
Okay.
Kind of like between a couple ribs on the very outer. Oh,
these are little hexagons.
Yeah. Okay.
It almost feels like Settlers of Catan being played on a dead body. Where is that five? I don't see it.
Oh, it's okay. So it's that little guy.
Oh.
I'm going to zoom out again.
Oh, it's a different color. Oh, yeah. Okay. Yeah.
Yeah. It's like right under like my armpit.
Okay. Well, what are they going to do about
it? Okay. So that's bad. So I'm like, well, what does that mean? Okay. So he says, well, that's.
Means you need to pay for a $40 realignment.
Nope. He says, okay, that's your coronal thoracalcephy or something like that. I'm trying to read his screen. That's a problem with your heart chakra. I'm like, oh no. So like love? No. Your heart chakra has to do with your physical heart or neurological, endocrine, digestion, respiratory, or cardiovascular problems.
Those are a lot of problems.
That's so many potential problems.
Here's a haystack. You might have a needle in there.
But I'm thinking at first, as he's like listing these things, I'm thinking like, haha, everybody's got a problem in one of those. And then I'm like, oh no, I really don't. None of those things bother me. And right under it is like migraines, tension, headaches, anxiety, all the things that I actually do have. And that one
that's
was
not in the category.
Perfect.
I sense a flaw in his system.
Yep. And then there was a second diagram. This one's even better. This is also me. Stick figure.
Oh, I see. Layered on top of a skeleton, we have these hexagons. So the twos are hexagons. Those are fine. Threes are triangles. Red triangle, orange triangle, something like that. Okay, so you're all twos and threes.
Yeah, so there I guess I'm fine.
Yeah, good job.
He couldn't
Congratulations.
Really explain though. You know, I'm looking at this and I'm like, okay, so now my upper body looks fine. Where'd that five go? And he's like, yeah, it's an imperfect system. I'm kind of new at this particular program. Like, yeah, it shows. So he didn't charge me for that. And then he didn't try to upsell me to get anything else. So I was like, okay, well, bye. Yeah, great salesman.
I guess at that point you're like, yeah, this hasn't been that impressive. I'm not going to be successful if I try to sell her on a $40 realignment or whatever.
And maybe, you know, he's thinking like, oh, she's kind of doing me the favor of being my guinea pig on this first one while I figure this out.
Yeah, now he'll be ready for the next person.
Yeah.
He can act super confident
exactly.
about it.
Exactly. He'll be like, you got to click. You got to hold it to your ears.
Oh, I wish that had been me.
Oh, yeah.
I didn't visit that particular booth.
Yeah, you could have been the second. So then I went a row over and got stopped by this woman who was selling sticky pads. So they were these little... It's only going to get weirder, folks. They were these little round stickers. And she said, okay, what you do is you put one on your neck and you put one on your side. And energy is going to go between those two sticky pads. So you have to have two. You have to complete the circuit.
Oh,
and
yeah.
She's explaining all this.
Takes 2 points to define a line.
Sure. And she's explaining all this and neglects to tell me what it does. She's just telling me, like, you got to put it on yourself and you complete the circuit. And I'm like, uh-huh. And then what? Oh, well, and then you just wait. Right. Sorry. What? But what does it, what's it for? Yeah. Well, it's for like,
You're asking really tough questions.
Just like general, like, you know, just like really feeling good, really healthy, really, just at the top of my game.
I feel like, what? So our approach, I feel, is so different from everybody else, I would assume, who's attending this conference. It makes me think of how, like, back in the day, you would have a movie with zombies, and like the zombies just show up and they're terrifying and people run away from them. But nowadays, if you make a zombie movie, you have to explain, like, is it a virus? Or like, what is the transmission mechanism? And what are the rules of this zombie outbreak? And like, everything has to be really explained out. Mm-hmm. So you have to start with that little backstory. Whereas back in the day, you could just have monsters or whatever show up.
Oh, interesting.
And so I feel like at this conference, usually it's just assumed that whatever you're offering, yeah, this is valid and necessary. But you and I are like, wait, okay, what is this actually affecting?
Right. What's this for?
What is it doing? Why? What is it doing to the cell? How do the magnets connect to my happiness?
Yeah.
And I just feel like for other people, even the vendors themselves, it's a secondary question as to what the real mechanistic explanation is.
Yeah, although I think she was especially bad at her job. Like, she wasn't.
Indeed.
Most of these people will still at least be like, and it heals you or something. But she finally got there. She was like, for some people, it clears up their skin. It can just do general healing, pain management, energy. And then she showed me a picture of this woman who was probably in like her 70s, and she's pointing at the before photo where the woman's not smiling.
Mm.
She's like, look at this. I mean, bags under her eyes and crow's feet and blah, 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 blah. And then this photo, this better lit photo where she's smiling and has gotten more sleep. This is when she had done the patches, and look how much better she looked. And it's a better picture, but it's still you know, the same woman at the same point in life.
Yeah, yeah.
Okay, cool. So she put one on the back of my neck, and then another one. You got to complete the circuit, Ross.
Oh.
You must complete the circuit.
Oh, yeah, right away.
So she puts the other one on, like, my right hip. And she says, okay, now I can tell you're a scientifically minded person. So,
because you asked that one question.
Yes, you asked what it's for.
What does this do?
So
nobody else asked that.
So why don't you go home and sleep with it? And, you know, if you feel something, come back. And I'm like, oh, yeah, okay.
She's going to send you home with the product?
Yeah, well, they're disposable little circles of plastic.
It's already going to be thrown away anyway.
Yeah, for sure. Yeah, so
I've now you're set for life. You've got it.
Completed my circuit. No, because she's like, now this is really important. Do not leave it on for more than 12 hours.
Or what'll happen?
Right. I'm like, why? What's in it? Well, I mean, it's proprietary, so it's like, but it's very powerful, and you just don't want to, have it.
Why?
You don't want to have it.
Why? Why don't I want it?
Okay.
What'll happen?
Okay.
Will my toes fall off?
Is that because I need to apply a new one? Because this is vicious. But okay. So then she said, I can't remember if I prompted this or not, but she did say that they had studies on the website. And I'm like, oh, love it. Okay, I'm going to go to the, I'll go to the website and look at the studies. And she's like, oh. And she used the phrase double blind.
Hey.
And I was like, sweet. Okay, you know what you're talking about.
Yeah.
I went and looked. Definitely not accurate. It was like studies that are, you know, really people do this all the time with the stuff we look at. But it will be like, oh, this study shows that heat does a thing to calm you. Okay, well, there's kind of heat activated.
One piece
in
this of our claim here is buttressed by this study, which wasn't about this product.
Right.
Isn't about this process.
It was all that.
But it supports our general synthesis.
Yeah. Yep.
Yeah, yeah.
So it turns out this thing is an MLM. It's called LifeWave X39. They have great videos on their website.
Yeah.
Oh, yes. A lot of people being like, I'm a doctor, and in 30 years, I've never seen anything like this. Which, A, okay. And B, they didn't put the names of any of the doctors on the bottom of the screen in the lower third.
No Chirons.
Then I went to the website and looked up the only doctor who's listed on the website, and he has been barred from prescribing medicine because he was describing himself injectable Demerol for years.
Oh, goodness.
Yeah, his name's Dr. Haltewanger.
See, this is Carrie.
Well, you're welcome, everybody. So
anyway. Should we buy in? Is that what you're saying?
But probably that convinced. Saleswoman has been texting me quite a bit.
Oh, no, she got your number.
Yep.
And, literally. Oh, poor dear. She's probably paid $500 for an introductory package. But all she has to do is just sell all of these and she'll turn a profit.
Yep.
And recruit five new members.
Yeah. So, we're talking about multi-level marketing here, which is, to put it unfavorably, it's a pyramid scheme.
Yeah.
Yeah. It's technically not, according to whatever, the government, but it is.
It's a mathematical impossibility that you will actually make money from this unless you were at the top of this.
Unless you founded the gosh darn thing.
Pyramid-like structure.
And if you did, you suck. Okay, so.
Well, Carrie, I can't wait to hear what you saw next on the show floor.
Okay, but what I saw next was.
Well, no. You know what? I can wait because. Oh. First, I want you to tell me about websites in general, because you were telling me about website. Would you say it was professionally designed?
Oh, good question. Let me take a look at it. It looks good. It could look better.
Okay, well, let's say.
I want it to be more, like, beautiful.
Okay, what if I wanted to design a website, but I wanted to design it beautiful?
Okay, so, like, you're selling your own patch that does a questionable thing.
Yes.
And you want it to at least look good.
Yeah, right.
You should use Squarespace.
Oh, do they allow you to blog or publish content?
Oh, yeah, totally. Yeah, you can do pretty much anything that's legal on a website on Squarespace.
What if I want to promote my physical or online business?
Oh, yeah.
Announce an upcoming event or special project?
Oh, absolutely. If you're getting married, say, you could put your wedding website on there.
Okay.
Well, and it'll look great.
Tell me about these designers. Yeah. I assume there's templates, but like regional class designers?
No, it's not like Linda Moulton Howe's regional Emmy. This is a worldwide honor. The designers of the templates at Squarespace are world class, Ross.
Oh, wow. Okay.
Yes.
All right, I'm interested now. Can you describe maybe the level of e-commerce functionality?
Yeah, okay. Well, you know, like sometimes you have sort of a middling e-commerce functionality. Yeah, yeah. This is like a powerful e-commerce functionality. I mean, truly functional, truly powerful, truly truly commerce.
Wow. Okay. Well, if I want to buy a new domain name with an extension, am I stuck with .com?
Yeah. No.
Really?
Yeah. I pulled the rug out from under you there. There are over 200 extensions.
I can't even think of that many extensions.
Me neither.
Okay.
I mean, can you think of 200 people you've ever met? Probably not. Well, maybe with enough time.
Yeah.
But... not off the top of your head. And off the top of your head, you can also not name the 200 extensions. And I've made a point.
I would imagine they probably have customer support of some sort.
Oh, yeah, absolutely.
Maybe during certain hours.
Well, yes, all the hours. They actually have 24/7 award
every winning. One of the hours?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. This is amazing.
And that's award-winning customer support as well.
Okay.
This customer support got a regional Emmy.
Okay, so let's say I start building my website. Can I start building it without paying for it?
You can, yeah. Actually, what you would do is you'd check out squarespace.com/ohno for a free trial.
Okay, doing that.
And then...
/ohno, you say?
Mm-hmm.
O-H-N-O?
Uh-huh.
Okay.
And then when you're ready to actually launch, you really love how it looks, you're like, ugh, people are going to say I'm a pro. Then you use the offer code ohno to save 10% off your first purchase of a website or domain.
That's amazing. Well, thank you for answering all my questions about websites.
Yeah, no problem. I'm very helpful. You know what else is helpful?
What would that be?
When you're bored and you need to be entertained
and
you need something to just sort of distract you and keep you going.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm. Probably for that, you'd want a fun game for your phone.
Yeah.
Our phones do so many things. We shouldn't even call them phones, but there's no good replacement term. What, pocket computers?
Come on.
That
sounds stupid.
Five syllables and very
and
nerdy.
It makes it sound like you're like Urkel.
Well, whatever you want to call that machine, it can also, in addition to taking pictures and notes and all these other things, it can play games. You can have a little bit of fun on the site. You know, it's not all work and no play. That makes Jack a dull boy.
Yeah, we all need a break every now and then.
May I recommend, if you're looking for such a game to have on your phone, Best Fiends.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, we've talked about this on the show before. I am now at level 821.
Oh, damn. How many levels are there? Do we know?
Yeah, actually, I did find somewhere there was a progress because before I said, as far as I know, it's infinite. Oh, yeah. Okay. I'm at 820 out of 2,660. And I've been plugging away at this game for a while, so this can provide many hours of entertainment.
You're doing well, though.
Thank you. Yeah, I feel like I'm moving right along, footloose and fancy-free. And this is a free download.
Okay, nice, nice. It's got pretty graphics.
You can collect all kinds of bugs that help you make your way through. So in every level, here, I'm going to load this up for you because Carrie's cocking her head curiously. Mm-hmm. So for example, in this...
the willow.
So in this level, I need to defeat 5 slugs, but I've also got to clear all these little cages with the little yellow guys in them.
Nice.
And so I connect all these similarly colored flowers and mushrooms and leaves. It's a puzzle game, but it's got all these achievements, and there's characters for you to level up that give you more powers, and you have to figure out which ones do I use best to help me get through this level. And yeah, it's fun. I do it while I watch a TV show or sit there in bed putting off editing this show.
And we've got cute characters. I'm looking at them, folks.
Oh, totally.
Cuteness is important to me in a character. And these are cute characters.
Indeed. Yeah, I have a lot of fun with this. So I've been playing it now for quite a few months.
And would you say it's a unique puzzle experience?
That's exactly what I would say.
Would you say it's an exciting puzzle experience?
I would say it is exciting, you know, and it's not just for like serious gamers. They would enjoy it, but it's for everybody. And yeah, it can follow you all over the place and it doesn't even require an internet connection.
Oh, that's nice.
So yeah.
Oh, so that's a good travel game.
I used to be more of a like PC gamer, but now I find most of my gameplay happens on the phone.
Hey.
I highly recommend Best Fiends. And it's free download, though you can also pay for in-game upgrades to make it even easier to play and give yourself advanced characters. But you don't have to.
Yeah.
But you might want to.
We're not your parents.
And you can connect with your friends on Facebook. You'll see immediately like, oh, I didn't know Cindy played this game. Oh, I didn't know Mark played it. You can send them gems and other gifts and they'll send them back to you every day.
Nice.
There's all kinds of things to do.
Best Fiends has thousands of levels already with new levels, events, and characters added every month.
It's hours of fun right at your fingertips, and you can even play offline.
With over 100 million downloads and tons of 5-star reviews, Best Fiends is a must play.
Download Best Fiends free on the App Store or Google Play.
That's friends without the R, Best Fiends. Back to me. Okay. So one of my favorite vendors at Conscious Life Expo was Starfire Water.
Oh, okay. I took a picture of their booth, but I didn't talk to them.
Okay. We've run into them once before.
Oh, yeah. That's right.
It was our reflexologist back in probably like 2014, 2015.
Wow, yeah.
And so it is a crystalline alkaline water.
Okay.
With
alkaline as opposed to acidic.
Yes.
It's basic. Okay.
And it has sacred sound resonance transmission, Ross.
Well, that's good.
The front of it has a yin and yang and two wings. I am going to read you the entire back of it because it's all so good.
Okay.
Legend has it that the mystical starfire was the liquid mana of the divine, used by the ancients for ultra focus, extreme performance, and even enlightenment. In that vein, we introduce Starfire Water, a proprietary alkaline performance bio-holographic living water produced using breakthrough 21st century quantum water technology. Mm. Starfire Water is treated with ultraviolet, ozonation, infrared stimulation, and electromagnetism for a negative ion-charged water, as in nature, allowing deep cellular intake through your aquaporins, the floodgates to hydration. There's more. Vortex induced using a solar helix and pyramid grid system to give it a hexagonal structure and infused with monatomic elements, we're able to achieve a water with cosmic healing energy. This water is amplified with a psionic wave oscillation tuned to the universe's frequency, helping to synchronize you with the heartbeat of our Earth. Starfire Water is treated with sacred sound resonance transmission to vibrationally transform you on the deepest molecular level. Altogether, we've created the world's first premium alkaline performance living hexagonal superstructured water.
Wow. Wow.
Yep.
The chutzpah it takes to write something like that.
And you know who did?
Who did that?
I met the creator of Starfire Water. He was
really
there. He was shouting a lot. He was singing. He was getting people over to the booth. What do you think is the name of the person who invented Starfire Water?
Oh, I hope it's Gerald Starfire.
He just goes by one name. It's a mononym.
Okay.
Jeff.
Known simply as Jeff.
I just love, I thought for sure he's going to be like Dragonfly or something. Yeah. Jeff, hey, what's up?
That's right up there with Sri Harold Klemp.
Yeah, totally. So,
creator of Starfire Water. Right. Jeff.
So this is just your average, let's see, 16.9 fluid ounce water bottle. They were selling these for, I believe, $4.50, but they were also...
Legend has it? Who's telling this legend?
Also, I didn't say them out loud, but throughout that description is so many trademark marks.
Oh, interesting. And looking through the bottle from the other side, on that same label... but facing the interior of the bottle, you can see this illustration. It's got a pyramid with some sort of, well, let's see, we've certainly got our hexagonal structure. Oh, yeah, it's kind of like one of those world tree, world flower graphics with all the interlocking circles inside of the hexagon. Mm-hmm. There's also a pi symbol. So, 3.1415926, why? What's
and
going
infinity
on?
And infinity and ohm. And the international symbol for medicine.
Oh, really? Wait, let me see.
Yeah, on the left. The doctor symbol.
Oh, I see. The caduceus. With, and an arc symbol. But with like a DNA helix coming off the bottom of it.
Okay.
Interesting. Rather than snakes twining down. Oh, wow.
That's kind of an improvement.
Yeah, I didn't see that one. Okay. Oh, and then there's lightning coming down and hitting. Oh, yeah. Okay. So that triangle is like a pyramid with the all-seeing eye top, separated top of the pyramid, the capstone, and lightning hitting that. Well, A for effort, but also F for effort.
Don't drink it all, but you should taste it. It is good water.
Is it good water?
Yeah. I liked it. It's tasty.
Well, geez, you paid $4.50 for this?
No. I paid $0 for that, and what? Let me tell you why.
Is this like how you got your parking?
No, also known as theft. No. So they were also selling...
It's good water, sure.
Yeah, it's good. They were also selling insane baseball caps.
Insane baseball caps?
Yes, baseball caps with sayings and designs on them.
Like Make America Great Again?
Were not quite that nuts, but were... Wow. Messages of every kind. There were ones that said like, unicorn fire is here. Just lots of thoughts. Don't really know what most of them meant. And one of them was a hot pink baseball cap with a yellow heart on it. Huge oversized yellow heart. Didn't quite fit on the cap. Barely attached to it.
Is this the one you bought for Drew?
Yes, I did. It says kiss on it.
It came from this booth?
Yes. So the guy who makes Starfire Water, Jeff, he also...
The Jeff?
Yeah.
I know a Jeff.
No, this is the Jeff. He also makes these wild hats. And if you bought one of his hats, he'd give you one of these bottles of water for free.
How does he talk? Does he talk in this flowery, quantum entangled language?
He sings most of what he says.
What?
Yeah. So as I was walking up, he was going, Starfire Water.
Don't make me like him. I don't want to like Jeff.
It's mostly that. And then I talked to one of his employees, this young woman, and she was telling me about him. And I was like, yeah, he seems like quite a character. And she was like, that's a way to say it. Yes. And that's when I learned. I said, what's his name? And she's like, Jeff. And I was like, Jeff? And she said, I know.
It's so funny. My boss, Tracy, at one point said, I never want anyone to describe me as a piece of work.
Oh, sure.
Kind of the worst. It would take a story to really describe this person.
Right.
But they're a piece of work.
In not so great a way.
But never a great way. This logo on the front, Starfire Water, has this symbol that I'm afraid I can only give this in nerd terms. It looks like...
Well, I called it a yin and yang with two wings on it. What would you call it?
You're correct. So my thought is that it looks like a snitch from Harry Potter.
Oh, okay.
But with a yin yang symbol in the middle that kind of looks like a Sinnoh stone from Pokemon Go.
Okay, now we're all picturing it.
And yeah, the wings are not like the golden wings on a snitch in Quidditch, but rather these angelic wings that are also, I don't know, maybe made of ice?
Maybe.
There's a lot going on here.
There's a lot. There's bottle, so much. It's almost this bottle Dr. Is a, Bronner's level.
It's a piece of work. A real piece of work. Wow. So okay.
I'm glad you didn't drink all of it because I've been saving a little bit because I'm going to put it in the tincture where we currently have, Amma's holy water.
Okay.
The Rhythmia ayahuasca tincture that's as strong or stronger than the real thing.
Well, I guess I should have gotten some of the CBD tincture just to add to it.
Well, we could have something else I'm going to add.
This real unholy mixture. Okay, what do you got?
So this is Ormus.
Ormus.
And you might be asking, what's Ormus? Well,
Ormus is a character from Diablo 2.
Oh, is it? Well, it's also a product of alchemy, which is the ancient chemistry that transmutes something base into something fine through an esoteric energetic process. Now, Ormus is invented by this man who was there at the expo.
Okay, so Carrie has flipped around her laptop and I am seeing a white man in his 70s, thick white eyebrows. He's got a saffron robe and some kind of green multi-layered necklace. So actually, there's a whole bunch of necklaces going on. And what is that, a red beanie kind of cap?
Yeah, something, or maybe a turban.
Okay.
His head's cocked back, so it's kind of hard to tell. So he was there, but he was kind of sitting off by himself, and his people were handing these out. And I got this for free, can you believe? So she gave me...
You're getting a lot of handouts here.
I know. His assistant, she asked me if I wanted to try it, and I said, yes, absolutely. And she gave me a little sample, which I put on my tongue. And then she said, oh, also rub it into your hands, that was really effective.
Oh, okay.
And I said, and what is it? What does it do?
I bet all of them are just taken aback. No one ever asks.
You're right. She's like, well, it's like a, oh God, how do you even describe what Ormus is?
You have one job. You are womaning a booth at a conference. You should know how to describe your product and what it does. Are these orbitally rearranged monatomic elements?
Since you're looking at your computer, I'm going to say yes.
Are they M-state materials?
What the fuck is that? And is that on there?
A fictitious group of substances exhibiting many miraculous properties, such as healing powers and superconductivity at room temperature.
I heard the word fictitious in there. That doesn't sound...
Yeah, I'm reading the Rational Wiki of Ormus. I see.
Well, so if you go to their website, which is Anu Alchemy, A-N-U, alchemy.com, it explains what Ormus can do. So it assists in activating the light body.
We're just assuming a light body, but okay, yes.
It helps promote mental clarity. It helps improve focus and concentration. It balances both hemispheres of the left and right brain.
Okay.
It increases alpha waves. It increases clairvoyance.
Mm.
Assists in deep sleep, clears up skin issues, tightens skin, restores hair color, increases memory, amplifies the effect of herbal, homeopathic, and gemstone supplements. Enhances your life force energy.
I think we just met the quota of a cure-all.
Increases awareness and greater alertness and gives you sparkling eyes.
And if it cures everything, it cures nothing. Wow.
I'm Sydney McElroy.
I'm Justin McElroy.
This is very good and important stuff. And the inventor was there. And this woman was telling me, like, it's a great honor that he's here. You know, I mean, he is one of the greatest inventors of the modern
of this
era.
Product. Oh, okay.
And here he is. So I said, well, what has it done for you?
What's his name again? Mike?
Let's see. Meet the alchemist. Okay, his name is Swaha Ron. S-W-A-H-A. And then the name Ron.
Swaha Ron. Okay. Yeah. I'm not sure if that's the same thing I'm reading about then. I don't know. This might be a different thing on the Rational Wiki.
Oh, yeah. Because I think Ormus is also just sort of a catch-all term for like holy liquid.
Looks like it has roots in alchemy.
Yeah. Okay. Well, that makes sense.
Got it.
It all started when he had a heartfelt desire to discover and learn healing to restore the health of his life partner, Linda, who then lived 29 years longer than the doctors at the UCLA liver transplant unit had said was possible.
That means she is now deceased?
Probably.
There was a number on that.
Yeah. Oh, good point. Sounds like maybe she should thank the doctors at the UCLA liver transplant unit. Yeah, but anyway.
Maybe not a coincidence.
So I asked the woman who gave me this.
Carrie's holding a very small white bottle, a tiny, like maybe a centimeter.
Yeah, tall this and is a maybe wide. Got 1 ounce in it.
Yeah. And then there's kind of a gold layer on top of that bottom white layer. And then one of those little tiny squeeze dropper tops.
Yeah.
That lets you get, you know, just a single drop.
You want some?
Oh, wow.
I don't know what's in this.
It's white. It's milky. This is kind of like our CBD oil that we had at the Source Family thing. Mm-hmm. Okay, what am I doing? I'm just putting this on my tongue?
Yeah, or your hands.
Sublingual? Oh, okay.
He chose tongue, folks.
Hmm.
So.
Barely a flavor.
So I asked her, what has it done for you? And she was like, oh my God, what hasn't it done? Oh my goodness.
So I'm going to live 29 years longer now?
Yeah.
Cool.
So she said, well, you got to talk to my son. Okay, so this woman's probably in like her 40s. She has a teenage son who's there doing this with her. And she's like, you know what it does for him? It makes him a magnet for baseballs.
That is not where I saw that sentence going. Like, oh, how weird. The mom is saying like he's a magnet for chicks or something right. like that.
Nope.
Or babes. Baseballs?
A magnet for baseballs.
So
I'm looking at her the way you're looking at me.
So to be fair, baseballs do have 108 stitches.
Is that so?
And stitches get snitches.
Okay. All right.
So I think we've...
Okay.
Think we've figured this out.
We've certainly named some facts.
We've certainly made some callbacks to earlier in this episode.
So...
Yeah. Well, okay. What's the relevance? What's going on?
He plays baseball.
All right.
And... when he is out there,
I had this sudden mental image of him being like shortstop or in the outfield, and like every ball that gets hit, like just pegs him. He's right. getting constantly injured.
Like, this, it's not good. Okay, all right. So
now give me the actual explanation.
So he's out there, and he's center field, and they hit a ball to him, and he just catches it. And I'm thinking, okay, maybe your son's good at baseball. What if the explanation is your son's good at baseball?
Just like the doctors at UCLA are mm-hmm. good at helping people.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. So
some things don't need an explanation.
Agree.
The pyramids. Oh boy, people a long time ago, they couldn't build something and use math.
Yeah, or like an example I'm just making up. Maybe like your guru dies in a hang gliding accident.
Oh, right. He couldn't just die from falling out of the sky.
Right. He had to have a Mahasamadhi.
I'm just going to say, since you mentioned that, I used to have a t-shirt of Jesus hang gliding.
Yes,
and
it said,
what wouldn't Jesus do? And then I realized after that interview that, A, I'm not sure what happened to that shirt and I miss it. But also, B, that would be a very inappropriate shirt to have worn to a Source Family gathering.
What happened? So its cause of disappearance is unknown?
Correct.
Oh, my God.
Yeah, send that to your coroner.
Anyway, so...
yes, Ormus.
This poor kid.
It attracts baseballs.
Yeah, is what. So I said to her.
Now, if I had just had a drop of that and then I got suddenly pegged by a baseball,
sure.
I'd be a believer.
Yeah, totally. I said something like, well, we should just bring out baseball tomorrow and like see if it rolls toward him. And she was like, oh, I don't think it'd work quite like that. And I said, well, have you tried not giving it to him for a couple of his games and see if they don't come? And she was like, well, it's more long-term than that. She said, yeah, it's more long-term than that.
A cumulative effect.
No, she said, it's kind of like a permanent thing. And I said, oh, okay, so I don't need to buy any because I just had some.
Uh-huh.
And it's permanent. She said, well, no.
Because that doesn't involve me getting money out
right,
of this.
Right, it's not that. but I said, well, you know, I'm a pretty scientifically minded person, so I'll tell you what, I'm here tomorrow too. So if I feel anything, I'll come back. And she was like, I love that. Take some samples. And she gave me two of these little bottles.
Oh boy, that's enough for a lifetime of baseballs.
Yeah. So I'm going to also put this in the tincture.
All right.
And
that's going to make it cloudy and
a little. Yeah. I'm only going to put a couple drops because that'll just make it stronger.
Because it is that white cloudy texture.
And I'm going to try to fill that tincture up with as much holy stuff as I possibly can.
Okay.
Yeah.
Yeah. Hey, well, we're well on our way. Oh, and you're going to put a little bit of the basic water in there too.
Mm-hmm.
All right, cool. All right.
Yeah.
Amazing.
And we didn't even get to any of the talks we went to, but that was our first
my
45
goodness.
Minutes at this expo.
Oh, I've got another important vendor to tell you about. But yeah, we've been talking about quite a bit here. So yeah, I guess we'll just keep telling you the tales from this expo. And I feel like we just scratched the surface of it.
Oh my God.
Even still with all the talks we attended. But oh my goodness, are there some good things
there's
left to share. Chef's kiss.
Think of this as like 40 investigations because there were so many things there.
Yes. Oh, wow. Yeah, like I can't wait to tell you about this vendor I met and his free energy device.
Oh, man.
It just needs a little more work and a little more funding.
I can't wait. There's so many things I've been wanting to tell you but haven't been able to because we do the show.
It's so funny. Yep, yeah, it does. Occasionally it halts our normal conversations with each other because we'll be like, oh my goodness, I just heard this and I got to tell you. And then
save it for the microphone.
Want to get that first reaction. So, but first, before we leave,
yes,
we want to leave you with a Jumbotron.
Who's this message for? It's for Ryan Patton.
And who is this message from? It's from Tom Qualls.
And what does Tom say?
He says, happy third anniversary, Ryan. Time has flown by, and I love you. Aww.
Yeah.
Tempest fugit.
What does that mean?
Time flies.
Oh, okay.
I don't know how to say I love you in Latin.
Write us an email. Tell us how to say I love you in Latin.
Too late. I can also use Google. Te amo. Interesting.
Oh.
Yeah. Just like in
Italian
Spanish.
Or Spanish?
It's daughter languages. Yeah, yeah. Spanish.
You learn something new every day.
Yeah. Yeah.
Well, that's it for our show.
Our theme music is by Brian Keith Dalton.
And our administrative manager is Ian
Kramer. You can support this show by telling a friend, by leaving a positive review, supporting us at MaximumFun.org/donate.
Mm-hmm.
All of these are ways to make this show continue and be possible. Yeah, get the word out there. Tell your friends.
Mm-hmm. Think good thoughts. And but then turn them into action.
And then wait for our Max Fun Drive coming up because
it's going to be
a good one.
Primo. You can also follow us on social media. You heard of it?
Yeah.
Go to twitter.com/onopodcast.
Or facebook.com/onrac.
O-N-R-A-C.
You can follow both of us on Instagram or the hashtag onrac.
Or invent a new social media. Make us join it. Make us say more things at the end of the episode.
And,
everyone
will
hate you.
Use a word that everyone knows, but take out the vowels. There you go.
There you go. And remember.
I'm Dr. Ron Holman. My friends call me Swaha Ron. As time went along, sitting in this energy, information started arriving, a voice or a download. Sometimes the herbs would just arrive in my office, or higher life force energy water from Boganathar for another formula of addiction and abuse. Medicines that just manifest by themselves or out of the blue happen sometimes. I can't tell you how it happens. I can't tell you when it's going to happen. I can recognize it when it arrives because it just feels out of place in relation to the spot that I find it in, like it wasn't there yesterday. So when I'm, you know, in my office or in the laboratory and, you know, I see something that isn't labeled, I always label everything. I'm sort of obsessive compulsive about labeling stuff and putting dates on it and stuff. And so when I find a bottle of a liquid or a baggie with some herbs in it or some ash in it that isn't labeled, I immediately go, aha, all right, where did you come from? And what's your name? And what are you here for? And how are we supposed to work with you? And like that. I just talk to it. Which, of course, we know everything's energy. So you can talk to trees, you can talk to gemstones that I've been talking to since 99. And everything has a voice, has an energy. And in that energy, if you can attune your frequency, there's a voice in that energy. You can interact with it.
Hey, you've reached Dr. Game Show. Leave your message after the beep.
Hi, this is Sarah, and I'd like to tell you about Dr. Game Show. Dr. Game Show is a band of geniuses, or nerds, or brilliant artists, or kids, or some combination of all of those, who get together to make a show like no other that's family-friendly. It's an interactive call-in game show podcast. When I found Dr. Game Show, I found joy. I told my friends and family that if they weren't listening, they were wasting joy. I sent them the episodes that made me laugh until I cried, played it for them in the car. They laughed, too, laughed their butts off. But they still don't listen on their own, so they're wasting joy. And I keep looking for someone to understand me. Maybe it's you. Give Dr. Game Show a listen and find joy.
Listen to Dr. Game Show on Maximum Fun. New episodes every other Wednesday.
Hey, everyone. It's I, John Hodgman of the Judge John Hodgman podcast.
And I, Elliot Kalin of the Flophouse podcast.
And we've made a whole new podcast, a 12-episode special mini-series called iPodius, in which we recap, discuss, and explore the very famous 1976 BBC miniseries about ancient Rome called I, Claudius. We've got incredible guests such as Gillian Jacobs, Paul F. Tompkins, as well as star of I, Claudius, Sir Patrick Stewart, and his son, non-Sir Daniel Stewart.
Don't worry, Dan, you'll get there someday.
I, Claudius is the name of the show. Every week from MaximumFun.org for only 12 weeks. Get them at MaximumFun.org or wherever you get your podcasts. MaximumFun.org.
Comedy and culture.
Artist owned.
Audience supported.